The Holy Rosary, with meditations taken from the visions of Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Credo in Deum Patrem Omnipotentem, Creatorem Caeli et Terrae, et in Iesum Christum, Filium Eius Unicum, Dominum Nostrum, qui conceptus est Spiritus Sancto, natus ex Maria Virgine, passus sub Pontio Pilato, crucifixus mortuus et sepultus, descendit ad infernos, tertia die resurrexit a mortuis, ascendit ad celos, sedet ad dexteram Dei Patris Omnipotentis, inde venturus est judicare vivos et mortuos. Credo in Spiritum Sanctum, Sanctam Ecclesiam Catholicam, Sanctorum Communionem, Remissionem Peccatorum, Carnis Resurrectionem, Vitam Aeternam. Amen. Pater noster qui es in cedis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Joyful Mysteries. First Joyful Mystery, the Annunciation. Mary let down the veil over her face and joined her hands before her breast. I saw her pray for a long time with great ardor, her face turned towards heaven. She invoked the redemption, the coming of the King promised to the people of Israel, and she asked also to have some part in this coming. She remained a long time on her knees, transported in ecstasy. She then bent her head over her breast. Then from the ceiling of the chamber descended, on her right side, in a slightly oblique direction, such a mass of light that I was obliged to turn myself towards the court where the door was placed. I saw then in this light a resplendent young man with white flowing hair descend before her. It was the angel Gabriel. He spoke to her, and I saw the words come from his mouth like letters of fire. I read them and understood them. Mary slightly turned her veiled head to the right side. Notwithstanding, in her modesty she did not look at him. The angel continued to speak. Mary turned her face on one side, as if in obedience to an order, slightly raised her veil, and replied. The angel spoke again. Mary completely raised her veil, looked at the angel, and pronounced the sacred words, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." The Blessed Virgin was in a profound ecstasy. The chamber was full of light. I saw no more the light of the lamp which was burning, neither did I see the ceiling of the room. Heaven appeared to be open. My observation followed the luminous way above the angel. I saw at the extremity of this river of light the Holy Trinity. It was like a luminous triangle whose rays reciprocally penetrated each other. I then recognized what we must adore but can never express, the omnipotent God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and yet one only God Almighty. When the Holy Virgin had said, "Be it done to me according to thy word," I saw a winged apparition of the Holy Spirit, which, however, had not completely the ordinary representation under the form of a dove. The head had something like the human face. The light spread out on both sides like wings, and I saw come from it, as it were, three luminous streams towards the right side of the Blessed Virgin, where they were reunited. Then this light penetrated her right side. The Blessed Virgin herself became luminous and as if transparent. It seemed as if everything that was opaque in her retired before this light, as night before the day. She was at this moment so inundated with light that nothing in her appeared obscure or opaque. She was resplendent, and as if completely illuminated. I afterwards saw the angel disappear. the luminous ray from which he had emerged retired. It was as if heaven drew it in and caused to re-enter into itself this flood of light. After the disappearance of the angel, I saw the Blessed Virgin in a profound ecstasy and altogether recollected in herself. I saw that she knew and adored the incarnation of the Savior in herself, where he was as a small luminous human body, completely formed and provided with all his members. The Holy of Holies is within her, the High Priest is within her, and she is alone with him. How touching and wonderful is this, and yet how simple and natural. The words of David in the 45th Psalm are accomplished. God is in the midst of his tabernacle, and it shall not be moved. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in celum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent. The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. Zechariah's house was on the top of a hill by itself. Other houses stood in groups round about. It seemed to me to be the moment when Zechariah was returning home from the Passover at Jerusalem. I saw Elizabeth, moved by great longing, going out of her house for a considerable distance on the way to Jerusalem. I saw how alarmed Zechariah was, as he made his way home, to meet Elizabeth on the road so far from home in her condition. She told him that she was so agitated in her heart because she could not help thinking all the time that her cousin Mary of Nazareth was coming to her. Zechariah tried to remove this impression from her mind and explained to her by signs and by writing on a tablet how unlikely it was that a newly married woman should undertake so long a journey just then. They went back to the house together. Elizabeth was, however, unable to abandon her expectation, for she had learned in a dream that one of her family had become the mother of the promised Messiah. She had at once thought of Mary, had longed to see her, and had in spirit perceived her in the distance on her way to her. She had made ready a little room to the right of the entrance and had placed seats in it. On the following day, she sat there for a long time, waiting and gazing out of the house, watching for the coming visitor. Then she got up and went a long way on the road to meet her. Elizabeth was a tall, aged woman with a small, delicate face. Her head was wrapped in a veil. She only knew the Blessed Virgin by hearsay. Mary saw her from far off and recognized her at once. She ran to meet her while Joseph discreetly remained behind. Mary was already among the neighbors' houses, whose inhabitants, moved by her marvelous beauty and struck by a supernatural dignity in her whole being, withdrew shyly as she and Elizabeth met. They greeted each other warmly with outstretched hands, and at that moment I saw a shining brightness in the Blessed Virgin, and as it were a ray of light passing from her to Elizabeth, filling the latter with wonderful joy. They did not stay near the people in the houses, but went, holding each other by the arm, through the outer court towards the house. At the door, Elizabeth once more made Mary welcome, and they went in. After passing through the house door, they came into a hall, which, it seemed to me, was also the kitchen. Here they took each other by both arms. Mary greeted Elizabeth very warmly, and each pressed her cheek against the other's. Again I saw a radiant stream from Mary into Elizabeth, whereby the latter was transfused with light. Her heart was filled with holy joy. She stepped back, her hand raised, and exclaimed, full of humility, joy, and exaltation, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed are you that have believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to you by the Lord." As she said the last words, she led Mary into the little room which she had prepared, so that she might sit down and rest after her journey. Mary let go Elizabeth's arm which she had clasped, crossed her hands over her breast, and uttered the Magnificat with exultation. I saw that Elizabeth followed in prayer the whole of the Magnificat in a similar state of exultation. Oh, I was so blissfully happy. I prayed with them the whole time, and then I sat down near at hand. Oh, I was so happy.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in caelum omnes animas, praesertim eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent.
The third joyful mystery, the Nativity. The light which surrounded the Blessed Virgin became more and more brilliant. The light of the lamp prepared by Joseph could not be seen. When the hour of midnight arrived, Mary was transported in an ecstasy. I saw her raised a certain height from the ground. She had her hands crossed upon her breast. The light kept increasing around her. Everything seemed to feel a joyful emotion, even things inanimate. The rock which formed the floor and the wall of the grotto were, as it were, alive with light. But soon I saw no more of the roof. A luminous path, whose brightness continually increased, went from Mary to the highest heaven. Then was there a marvelous movement of the celestial glories, which, approaching nearer and nearer, appeared distinctly under the form of the angelic choirs. The Blessed Virgin, raised from the earth in her ecstasy, prayed and turned her eyes to her God, of whom she had become the mother, and who, a feeble newborn infant, was lying on the ground before her. I saw our Savior like a little shining infant whose brilliance eclipsed all the surrounding splendor, lying upon the rug before the knees of the Blessed Virgin. He seemed to me very small, and to grow larger before my eyes, but this was only the radiance of a light so dazzling that I can scarcely say how I could see it. Then I saw Mary place a linen cloth over the child, but she did not touch him nor take him yet into her arms. After a short time I saw the infant Jesus move and I heard him cry. It was then that the Blessed Virgin returned from her ecstasy and recovered the use of her senses. She took the child, wrapped it in the linen cloth with which she had covered it, and took him in her arms against her breast. I then saw angels around her in human form prostrate themselves before the newborn and adore him. About an hour had elapsed since the birth of the child when Mary called Saint Joseph, who was still praying with his face to the ground. Approaching, he prostrated himself, full of joy, humility, and fervor. It was only when Mary had induced him to press to his heart the sacred gift of the Most High that he rose, received the infant Jesus in his arms, and returned thanks to God with tears of joy.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Jesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in celum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent.
The fourth joyful mystery, the presentation. Simeon led Mary out to the standing place of the women. Anna remained there, while Mary, led again by Simeon, passed on up to the altar. There, upon one of the dishes, she deposited the fruit, and into the other laid some coins. The doves she placed upon the table in the basket. Simeon stood before the table near Mary, while the priest behind it took the child from the cradle, raised him on high and toward the different parts of the temple, praying all the while. Simeon next received the child from him, laid it in Mary's arms, and from a roll of parchment that lay near him on a desk, prayed over her and the child. When these ceremonies were ended, Simeon went to where Mary was standing, took the child into his arms, and, entranced with joy, spoke long and loud. When he ceased, Anna, also filled with the Spirit, spoke a long time. I saw that the people around heard them indeed, but it caused no interruption to the other ceremonies. But all were deeply impressed, and regarded Mary and the child with great reverence. Mary shone like a rose. I did not witness the purification ceremonies of the other mothers, but I had an interior conviction that all the children offered on that day would receive special grace, and that some of the martyred innocents were among them. When the Most Holy Child Jesus was laid upon the altar in the basket cradle, an indescribable light filled the temple. I saw that God was in that light, and I saw the heavens open up as far as the Most Holy Trinity.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in celum omnes animas, presertem eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent.
The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. In his 12th year, with their friends and their sons, he accompanied his parents to Jerusalem. His parents were accustomed to walk with the people from their own part of the country, and they knew that Jesus, who now made the journey for the fifth time, always went with the other youths from Nazareth. But this time, Jesus had, on the return journey not far from the Mount of Olives, separated from his companions, who all thought that he had joined his parents who were following. Mary and Joseph thought him on ahead with the other Nazarenes, while these latter thought that he was following with his parents. When at last they all met at Gophna, the anxiety of Mary and Joseph at his absence was very great. They returned at once to Jerusalem, making inquiries after him on the way and everywhere in the city itself. But they could not find him, since he had not been where they usually stayed. On the morning of the third day, he had gone to a school at the temple, and in the afternoon into the temple itself, where his parents found him. Jesus, by his questions and answers, so astonished and embarrassed the doctors and rabbis of all these schools that they resolved on the afternoon of the third day, in the public lecture hall of the temple and in the presence of the rabbis most deeply versed in the various sciences, to humble the boy Jesus. For although pleased at first, they had in the end become vexed at him. They were listening attentively and appeared to be perfectly furious. I feared they would lay hands upon him. As Jesus had in the schools illustrated his answers and explanations by all kinds of examples from nature, art, and science, the scribes and doctors had diligently gathered together masters in all these branches. They now began one by one to dispute with him. Jesus answered and discoursed with facility upon astronomy, architecture, agriculture, geometry, arithmetic, jurisprudence, and upon every subject proposed to him. He applied all so skillfully to the law and the promise, to the prophecies, to the temple, to the mysteries of worship and sacrifice, that his hearers, surprised and confounded, passed successively from astonishment and admiration to fury and shame. They were enraged at hearing some things that they never before knew, and at hearing others that they had never before understood. Jesus had been teaching 2 hours when Joseph and Mary entered the temple. They sent one of the Levites in to call Jesus. Jesus sent them word that he must first finish what he was then about. Mary was troubled at his not obeying at once, for this was the first time he had given his parents to understand that he had other commands than theirs to fulfill. He left the hall and joined his parents in the porch of Israel, leaving his hearers confounded, confused, and enraged. Joseph was quite awed and astonished, but he kept a humble silence. Mary, however, drawing near to Jesus, said, "Child, why hast thou done this to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." But Jesus answered gravely, "Why have you sought me? Do you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand. They at once began with him their journey home.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine Iesu, dimite nobis debita nostra, salva nos ab igne inferi, perduc in caelum omnes animas, presertim eas, quae misericordiae tuae maxime indigent. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo et spes nostra, salve. A te clamamus exules filii Evae, a te suspiramus gementes et flentes in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, o pia, o dulcis Virgo Maria, ora pro nobis sancta Dei genetrix, ut digni efficiamur promissionibus Christi. Oremus. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.